For years, the Fry Winery has been a model of biodynamic farming and environmental preservation. Katrina Fry is a daughter-in-law of the founders and the director of sales and marketing. Under her guidance, the winery has been a frequent sponsor of community events and charitable causes.
I'm here with my three children. Each of our three houses burned down, my grandchildren's, but we're all planning to move back to the ranch and rebuild, and they'll get to watch these little baby oaks grow up along with them. Their ages 2 to 6, so it's perfect. Hopefully they'll each have a special oak that they can watch for the rest of their lives.
As we stood with the vineyards behind us, a crew of acorn woodpeckers flew through the burn zone, reaping the fruits of their own harvest.
What we're hearing is them tapping against the insulation that wraps around our wine tanks, and they, for years, have been stashing their acorns in the tank insulation. And what I understand is it's almost as though they're farming, because a bank of acorns builds up and little worms hatch out. So they make sort of a mash for the worms to grow on, and then they come back and actually eat the worms.
Acorn woodpeckers are a keystone species of the oak woodlands. In December, about 40 volunteers showed up with acorns and machetes to clear the dead brush and plant oak trees. It's part of the Post-Fire Oak Regeneration Project, a collaboration between the Hopland Research and Extension Center and the Potter Valley Oak Granary, a land stewardship organization. Here's Lindsay Daly, the program director of the Oak Granary.
We like to monitor everything we're doing, so we'll tag each acorn set of acorns that we plant, and we have a little data sheet where we'll track what species we planted, how many, the GPS coordinates of the site, and the date that they were planted. And in this case, we'll be doing a couple different kinds of protection for deer browse.
Volunteers were building two kinds of cages for the future saplings. One, a length of chicken wire wrapped around three metal T-stakes, is supposed to protect them from cattle. The other style is a tall wooden nest made from fire-blackened brush. Volunteer Malia Meyer was on the scene with her two sons, Atticus and Quinn.
And how are they aiding the effort?
Well, they did a lot of lopping of branches, and they planted some acorns, and they've built some structures to protect the acorns, and now they're pretending that they are deer, trying to get at the oak saplings that will hopefully be coming up very soon. Atticus, did you find one that was vulnerable?
Only that one. That one cannot stand up to a deer.
It looks like it didn't do a good job standing up to you.
Yeah.
To be fair, his deer impression was not totally convincing. Meanwhile, Lindsay Daly of the Oak Granary understands if not everyone is ready to plant just yet.
We've talked to quite a few landowners who have said, next year, I'll be ready next year, and we'll be here when folks are ready.
I'm Sarah Reith for the KRCB North Bay Report.